What's up, people? Today is May 14th. It's a Tuesday. Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. And yeah, some exciting things in the NBA and some not so exciting things in the NBA. But we have made it to double digits. Double digit episodes. Episode number 10. And it's just crazy. I'll never be able to go back to, I mean, we'll be able to watch them, but I won't be able to say this is a single digit episode again. So I'm gonna be here a while, and hopefully until episode 100, and then we get to the three digits. But some crazy things happened in the NBA last night, and hopefully today, so we have two games on today, two games yesterday, two games today. Today we have Pacers Knicks, okay, and that's a fun one. I mean, you got the old rivalry between Reggie Miller and the 90s Knicks, 90s Pacers, but then you also got Timberwolves Nuggets, which is going to be, I think, a good, fun series. And then I'll talk about the two games yesterday first. We have Mavs Thunder. Yeah, I'm a little salty about this one. Sorry for the camera. Get over here. But not one I want to spend talking about, but I mean, I will. And yeah, just, I think this one goes on Kyrie and Luka. They didn't take over the game like they should have. I mean, you let the Thunder do this for that long. You do let them get in a groove for that long. They're going to put points on you. And that's exactly what they did. Mavericks didn't, they didn't score like they should have. And, what is going on? Sorry. But yeah, they didn't score like they should have. Luka, Kyrie could have had much better games. Especially, I mean, Kyrie just, I feel like he needs to take over games. Like, maybe one game in the playoffs, Kyrie says, you know what, Luka, this is my time to shine, and I'm just going to take over this game. I feel like maybe he should do that. Maybe try it one game. If that doesn't work, then, I mean, yeah, go back. But then we have, so Thunder won 196. Chet had an okay game. Defense was insane for the Mavericks. Defense was good. Just overall good defense for the Mavs. And then we're going to, so OKC in game 6, or game 5, excuse me, I always get that confused. Game 5, game 6 in Dallas, and then if needed, game 7 in OKC. Celtics Cavaliers was also yesterday, and Celtics did end up winning that one 109-102. And I think that was the dagger in the series for the Cavs. I think that's it. So, I mean, Jared Allen being out, and then, of course, Donovan Mitchell being out, it's like the Celtics are getting the easiest path. I mean, they go through a Heat team without Jimmy Butler, which is dog water. It's not anything to be worried about. And then you get a Cavaliers team without their starting center and starting shooting guard, or in their best player, Donovan Mitchell. This chair is squeaky. Sorry for all the interruptions. But yeah, so I think Celtics, that was game 4, so this would be game 5. And going into Boston, so now we got, I mean, the first two were split between Boston and Cleveland, and then these last two in Cleveland, the Celtics won. So we have one, next one is in Boston for game 5. And I do see the Celtics winning that one. Just Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, it's a lethal duo. Like I said in my previous episode, I don't know that they can win a championship. I don't think Jaylen Brown has to be a number 2 guy on a championship team. And I'm starting to think that for Tatum, too. I mean, I think Tatum might have to be a number two guy on a championship team. We saw him, we didn't even see him carry his team. The Celtics have been getting easy. I mean, yeah, they beat the Nets when they went to the finals, but that Nets team had an older KD. I don't even remember if they had Kyrie. I think they did have Kyrie. Yeah, they did have Kyrie. But I mean, still, just I don't think Jason Tatum. I think he's overrated. Jaylen Brown, I think, is also overrated. It's just a tough call. But now the two games today. We have Pacers-Knicks. Pacers-Knicks, these teams go back for a long time. I mean, when you got that in, like, the Reggie Miller age of, like, 1990, that's kind of when Jordan was, that's when he was playing baseball. That's when he was Chicago White Sox for his father. But Pacers-Knicks, the series is tied 2-2. Knicks took the first two and then went to Indiana and the Pacers won. So every team has won at home so far. And I do see the Knicks winning this one. I've said this over and over and over and over and over and over. Knicks, I just think, are a better built team. Better core around Brunson. Also, as I said in the last episode, they are missing OG. I don't know if OG is playing, but they do have Julius Randle back. But then Tyrese Halliburton. I think this Pacers team, it's a fun team. They just don't have the experience like the Knicks do. I mean, Brunson, he's been in the playoffs with the Mavericks and the Knicks. But they got also, I mean, Julius Randle, he's been in the playoffs with the Knicks. Dante DiVincenzo was in the playoffs with the Bucks. Josh Hart, what was he on? He was a Laker, I'm pretty sure. Pelican. I'm blanking on who Josh Hart was on. That's not it. I can't think of it right now, but pretty sure, I'm 100% sure he was a Pelican, but I think he was a Laker too. Timberwolves Nuggets as well, and this one is also fun. 2-2. Timberwolves took the first. It's the opposite of the Knicks series. Knicks series, everybody's won at home. The Wolves series, everybody's won away. The Timberwolves won the first two in Denver, and the Nuggets won the last two in Minnesota, which is kind of crazy, or I should say Minneapolis, in Target Center, because that's where the Timberwolves play, of course. My hopes are that the Timberwolves win, because, so my team, the Mavericks, I do think they get past the Thunder, but I see them squaring off better against the Timberwolves than I do the Nuggets, just because, I mean, Nuggets have Jokic and the Timberwolves don't. But you could say the same thing about Ant. I mean, Ant's been maybe, arguably the best player in the playoffs so far. Hashtag Michael Jordan's son. Long lost son. Sorry. This chair is way too big for me. I need to fix this. Sorry. And there we go. There we go. Now, I promise you, I'm going to get something to block this chair from moving so I can't swirl back and forth. Because I know that's annoying. But yeah, we're down to the final eight. Of course, Pacers, Knicks in the East. Also, as well, Celtics, Cavs. And then Nuggets, Timberwolves, Mavs, Thunder. We know. So the thing is, so these are the seedings. We have the one seed in the West is still good, or still playing. The fifth seed in the West is still playing. I don't know. Did the Nuggets get the number two seed? I think they did. I think the Nuggets got the number two seed. I'm not positive. But I'm pretty sure. Let's see. Nuggets. Yes, Nuggets got the 2 seed. So, 1 seed. 1 seed in the West is still playing. The number 2, Nuggets. So, the number 1, Thunder. Number 2, Nuggets. Number 3, Wolves. Timberwolves. And then the number 5, Mavericks. So, they could, if the Clippers would have beat the Mavericks, we would have had 1, 2, 3, 4 still in the playoffs. But, of course, Mavericks beat the Clippers. But like I said in last episode, the Thunder and, I mean, Lou Dort, kind of a dirty player. Dirty player, I think. But, anyways, so, this one's gonna be a little bit of a shorter, 10 minute, or 11 minutes, but gonna be a little bit of shorter. How about them Stars? So, I actually did do some NHL research, which is crazy, because I do not follow the NHL that much. But how about Wyatt Johnson? Wyatt Johnson scoring 2 goals in the Stars win last night over the Avalanche. So, Stars lead that series 3-1 over the Avalanche. And then, in the Western Conference, we have the Stars, Avalanche, but then we also have the Oilers and the Canucks. So the Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks. And then who else? Is it in the Eastern Conference? I'm pretty sure it's in the Eastern Conference. But we have Bruins. Who's still in the Eastern Conference? Who's like still alive in the Eastern Conference? Let's see. Bruins, Panthers, and Hurricanes, Rangers. That's right. Okay. So, 2 games for NHL today for the NHL lovers. Bruins, Panthers today at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and then Canucks, Oilers at 8:30 p.m. Central Time. So, that one's cool. And, yes, I've been doing a little bit more research on NHL. Can the Florida Panthers win the series? They're up 3-1. And the answer is no. I do think they win the series, but I don't think they win this game. I think the Bruins come back. I think the Bruins still have a little bit left of fight in them. And then Vancouver Canucks and Edmonton Oilers. I got the Oilers winning. I mean, Canucks are up 2-1 on that series, but yeah, I think the Oilers win. I mean, they've been a pretty good team so far. In the playoffs. So, I think Oilers come away with a win. So, that game is, of course, at 8:30. And then, 2 games yesterday, there were the Stars, Avalanche, and then there were the Hurricanes, Rangers. So, the Hurricanes won the Rangers game. And now that series is 3-2 in favor of the Rangers. And New York Rangers, by the way. New York Rangers, not Texas Rangers. But then, yeah, Stars, Avalanche, and then Stars, they looking good. They won 5-1 last night. Like I said, Wyatt Johnson was having a great game. Esa Lindell, we got Pavelski, Jason Robertson, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin. I mean, all played really good. And, Miro Heiskanen. And I think Wyatt Johnson becomes the next face of the Stars. I mean, he's only 20 years old. He's a rookie. He's been really good this season. And even he's been really good in the playoffs. I will actually be having... So, I know I've had 10 episodes. And I'm saying I'm calling myself Sports Noise. And I'm talking about the NBA playoffs every day, any day. So, it's going to be a little bit longer of episodes from now on, because I'll be talking about MLB and the NBA. So, NBA, NFL, so actually next episode, number 11. Do not know when that is going to be, don't know when episode number 11 is going to be, but when it does happen, it'll have at least some MLB in it. It'll have some I'll just probably provide the scores and who had good games, who didn't. And then, yeah, I'll keep y'all updated on the NHL playoffs and then, of course, the NBA playoffs. So, yeah, this actually went a little bit, it was a little bit longer of an episode than I expected it to be. But, yeah, so episode number 11, I'm going to be putting, and still, I still have that, that debate. Who was better, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Ja Morant? They're both healthy, both in their prime. A prime Shai or a prime Ja. They're going to say 1v1. Who wins? Who's the better player? Me personally, it's tough, but I think, I mean, one deserved third in MVP voting. I mean, of course, but got second in MVP voting. And the other one didn't. So, yeah, and his Ja, after the scandals, actually, after what he did, and I'm not going to get into that. But then he also got injured. So, who's better, Shai or Ja? And then, who is the best big man shooter of all time? And power forwards do count. So, if you want to put the best shooter of all time, or not the best shooter of all time, the best big man shooter of all time, Dirk Nowitzki. But, I mean, you could also put Cat. I just want to know, who, I mean, y'all's opinion on who's better, Shai or Ja, and who's the best big man. So centers count as well. Centers, power forwards. But who's the best shooter of all, best big man shooter of all time? So leave that in the comments, or I'll have a link in the description where y'all can subscribe to my podcast, and y'all can listen to the audio on my website, and y'all can leave a comment there. I'll look there. I'll try and respond. But yeah, so I'm going to wrap this one up. One more thing. We do have, as well, in the description as well, I'm going to be leaving some notes, so I'll be saying, before you want to see my, before the episode, just skim through the notes, like, it'll be like Cavs Celtics, Mavs versus Thunder, and that's what I'll be talking about. And of course, I'll put NHL. And then next episode, I'll be putting NHL, MLB, and NBA. So 3-in-1. And then NFL, it is coming. Once the NBA playoffs go, then the NFL will start. Well, then my NFL episodes will start. I know we all wish. Pretty sure it starts in September. Yeah, September, November, December, because Super Bowl obviously in February. But oof, I will say. Also, leave below. What are y'all favorite? What's your favorite team in basketball, hockey, baseball, and football? Hockey, I'm a Stars fan. NBA, if you watched previous episodes, you would know I am a big-time Mavericks fan. Same with the MLB, Texas Rangers fan. And then, I know it's weird, but in the NFL, I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I've said in the story before. Go watch the video. I can't remember what episode it is. It might be even number 5, but just look for me in a Mavericks hat. Look for me in a throwback Mavericks hat, and the background will be different. And that's the video where I say all the, why I'm a fan of each team I am. So, wrap this one up, and, 19 minutes, dang. So, it'll be about a 20-minute episode. But yeah, like I said, it'll be getting longer with when I get into more sports. But double-digit episode number 10. I'll see y'all next time for episode 11. It's going to be a good one. Leave below your predictions, okay? I really want to know, Shai or Ja, who's the best shooting power forward, or who's the best shooting big man, power forward, centers, and then leave y'all's favorite team, subscribe to my podcast, it'll all be in the description. But yeah, I'll see y'all for episode number 11. I'll see y'all then. Until then, see ya.